Hello.
Hello?
Who is this?
Hi, Richard.
My name is George.
My name is George. I'm calling from Restorify. Hope your day is going well. Yes, sir. The reason for my call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement for your DWI. Are you aware what an expungement can do for you?
Yes, a little bit I am.
Okay, great. Now, I'm calling from Restorify. We are a part of the brand of Impactalock, and the reason for the call is to talk to you about filing for an expungement. We offer a way to avoid the enormous cost of hiring an attorney to do the work. Not only is it process.
I'm out of town right now, and I'm in line with my daughter. We're paying for a lunch we just had. Call me back a little later on today if you want. I'll talk to you, but I don't even know what to tell you.
Oh, I can send the information to your email if you like, and you could just read it.
Yeah, that would be good. Put your number in there, too, in case I got any questions. I'll call you back.
Okay. May I please have your email?
DEVITORICHARD 0@gmail.com.
0@gmail.com, okay? And
now,
lastly,
what do you mean by expungement?
Yes, to expunge your DWI from the public. An expungement is a way to make your DWI unavailable to the public. And we offer a way to do this without going through the cost of hiring an attorney to do the work.
Yeah, go ahead and send me the information. What was your first name?
My name is George.
All right, George.
Cortez.
Okay.
How you doing?
Where am I talking to you at? Are you in the Twin Cities?
Yeah. Our main office is in Minnesota. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. I'm getting up here in line, so I'm going to have to let you go.
Lastly, may I please have just your date of birth so we can send the correct information?
Let's see here. I don't want to give you all that information, man. I don't even know who you are yet. You know?
Okay.
So,
then I'll just call you later. I'll give you the website, and then you can go on our website, read about us, who we are, and if you like, you can do all that
yourself.
You don't even have to talk to anybody on the phone.
I've had Intoxilock before when I was charged with. I never drank alcohol. I had a back disability, and I got pulled over a few times for having medication in my system, which was just ridiculous. And that's what they charged me with. I still have one pending that I haven't even answered to yet. I got a notice about 6 months after I got the ticket, and they said they were charging me with the DWI for that. So I haven't even talked to a lawyer yet to try to straighten this out. They gave me the pain medication at the hospital emergency room. So I don't know where they come up with it. They found it in my blood. I don't understand none of this. It's all just another way to screw you around and make you spend more money for lawyers, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry to hear that, Richard. This is one of the reasons why we ask for the person's date of birth. So we know that this is Richard, the person that we're talking to. But that's all I would like to
How did you get my phone number?
From Interlock. From the Interlock program that you were in?
Yeah.
But you see, we only work with the expungements. We don't do the device. We don't handle that department.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go and install it in your device. No. We help you guys with the expungement. But all I need is just your date of birth. It's just so we don't confuse you with somebody else. That's the only reason why we ask it.
7854.
Okay. 7854. Okay. And if you do pass the pre-screening, what time and day can we call you?
I don't even drive, man. Right now I'm down in Southern California. So, you know, I might be staying down here for a while. I don't know. I'm good. I don't like winter. And last year I fell on the ice and broke my shoulder. So I've been having a lot of bad luck with ice and snow and all that shit. So the weather down here is beautiful. I might just stay down here. I don't know yet. But you can call me back or email me that stuff. I don't drive anymore anyway, so it really doesn't matter, man.
I do understand, Mr. Richard. But I'll send you the information so you can read about it. And, you know, if you do pass the pre-screening, it's up to you if you want to continue with the process.
Yeah.
It's only
going to
cost
by...
$99 our service.
Yeah, no, I can't afford that, man. I can't afford that at all. I'm on a fixed income Social Security, so you might as well just forget it. Don't send me nothing. And I'm going
to
let you go now.
Let me send it to
now.
You so you can at least read it. And you know, it's up to you. We're not.
Yeah,
but
you don't have to send me nothing. I ain't got the money. I can't afford it. And I just don't want you to want to be bothered with none of it right now at the present time, man. So
okay.
If you want to send it,
Have a good day.
Yeah.